This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. That was an enjoyable hour, wasn't it? I enjoyed it immensely. Coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If you see me shooting it, I got it from Ammunition Depot. First. Went to them first. For those that live in a veneer of a world of, you know, that thin facade, socialism sounds great. It has always sounded great. It will probably always continue to sound great. Only when you go beyond the rhetoric, when you actually get into the practice and you start looking at hard facts, then socialism turns out to be quite a big disappointment, if not a disaster. Right now here in the United States, we have throngs of young people cheering loudly for the avowed socialist Bernie Sanders, while ignoring the fact that socialism has turned oil-rich Venezuela into a place where there are shortages of everything from toilet paper to beer, where electricity keeps shutting down, and where there are long lines of people hoping to get food, people complaining they cannot feed their families. They have a national income going down, prices going up under triple-digit inflation in Venezuela, and that kind of, those kind of complaints are not frivolous at all. But it's very doubtful that the young people cheering for Bernie Sanders have even heard of such things, whether in Venezuela or in other countries around the world, that have turned their economies over to politicians and bureaucrats to run. The anti-capitalist policies in Venezuela have worked so well that the number of companies in Venezuela is now a fraction of what it once was. That should certainly reduce capitalist exploitation, wouldn't you think? But people who attribute income inequality to capitalists exploiting workers, as Karl Marx claimed, never seem to get around to testing that belief against facts. Such is the fact that none of the Marxist regimes around the world has ever had as high a standard of living for working people as there is in many capitalist countries. Facts are seldom allowed to contaminate the beautiful vision of the left. What matters to the true believers are the ringing slogans that are endlessly repeated. When Sanders cries out, "The system is rigged," no one ever asks, "What are you talking about specifically here?" Or, "What facts do you have to back that up?" In 2015, the 400 richest people in the world had net losses of $19 billion. If they had rigged the system, surely they could have rigged it a little bit better than that. But the very idea of subjecting their pet notions to the test of hard facts will probably not even occur to those who are cheering for socialism and for other bright ideas of the political left. How many of the people who are demanding an increase in the minimum wage have ever bothered to check what actually happens when higher minimum wages are imposed? More often, they just assume what is assumed by like-minded peers, sometimes known as everybody, with their assumptions being what everybody knows. back in 1948 when inflation had rendered meaningless the minimum wage established a decade earlier. The unemployment rate among 16 to 17-year-old black males was under 10%. But after the minimum wage was raised repeatedly to keep up with inflation, the unemployment rate for black males that age was never under 30% for more than 20 consecutive years, from 1971 through 1994. In many of those years, the unemployment rate for black youngsters that age exceeded 40%. And for a couple of years, it exceeded 50%. What are we doing to these kids? The damage is even greater than these statistics might suggest. Most low-wage jobs are entry-level jobs that young people move up out of after acquiring work experience and a track record that makes them eligible for better jobs. But you can't move up the ladder if you don't get on the ladder. The great promise of socialism is something for nothing. It is one of the signs of today's dumbed-down education that so many college students seem to think that the cost of their education should and will be paid by raising taxes on, quote, the rich, end quote. Now, here again, just a little check of the facts would reveal that higher tax rates on upper income earners do not automatically translate into more tax revenue coming into the government. Often high tax rates have led to less revenue than lower tax rates. In a globalized economy, high tax rates may just lead investors to invest in other countries with lower tax rates. That means that jobs created by those investments will be overseas. They own the money. The investors own their money. So it's not up to the people raising the taxes what happens to that money. It's up to the people that own that money. Now, none of this is rocket science, of course, but you do have to stop and think about it. And that is what too many of our schools and colleges are failing to teach their students to do. The economy is a fluid, adapting thing. It's almost alive. Now, when you get a couple of people out there that want to control it, they're trying to break a horse that they never really catch to begin with. If they rein the economy in too hard, if they take too much control of it, if they take it to the point where it becomes too costly to do business, then there will be no business done. There will be no business done. If it means that, the thing about the free enterprise system, yeah, a lot of people get rich in it and they get richer than other people. And that's because they have ideas. And that's because they do things. And that's because they don't give up. And they should be rewarded for what they do. Not the other way around. The people that give up, the people that don't have ideas, or, you know, not everybody's going to be a leader. That's just the way of life. Bernie Sanders getting out there saying the system is rigged. That's one of those statements that you can throw out there where there's no way to prove it. And nobody's going to ask you to prove it. Now, in a lot of cases, nobody's going to ask him to prove it because of such the status that he enjoys currently. No matter how many votes he gets, Hillary Clinton wins. And so he can proclaim whatever he wants to proclaim, and nobody's going to challenge him on it. But were he to become the nominee, then he would enter the general election, which means you're going to be going up facing the general population, not a bunch of people that want to come and see you, but a lot of people that are going to consider you. And socialism is not a good fit for the United States. We're not built for that. No matter how, you know, this group of kids that's coming up today, I know they're messed up. I feel bad for them. Reality is going to slap them in the face like, say, an ape in an enclosure in a Cincinnati zoo. And they're not going to like it. They are not going to like it when that happens. And when it happens, be nice to see one or two of them. I see one or two of them occasionally here and there, and I just shake my head. We'll be right back. Thank you.
time is life's situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Teach a Rift Action Response Kit as everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot.
Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
If you see me shooting it, it came from Ammunition Depot after a long talk with their customer service department just to make sure I'm getting the right stuff. Coming from the desk of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, we have this. See, there's a part of the medical profession that has always been against us as gun owners. And it started a quarter century ago. And it shows no signs of letting up. The steady surge in support of the civil right of gun ownership seemed to have spurred the medical hoplophobes in universities and in government to renew their efforts to prohibit gun ownership. The big academic gun grabbers enjoy support from a fawning media and from sympathetic activists in government. Mainstream media accounts always portray them as heroes fighting gun violence. You see, they're crusaders. And, you know, Dr. Tim Wheeler decides to go after two of the big ones. Two of the prominent public health figures for what they are. Gun prohibitionists masquerading as legitimate scientists. If you scratch the surface of the public health campaign against gun ownership, you'll see that it's rooted in emotion, not in science. Dr. Deborah Prothrow Stith was a dean at Harvard when she wrote this passage on page 198 of her book, Deadly Consequences. I hate guns, and I can't imagine why anybody would want to own one. If I had my way, guns for sport would be registered and all other guns would be banned. Normally, a public declaration of prejudice like that would have been a career killer. But, earlier this year, Dr. Prothrow Stith was appointed dean of the Charles Drew University College of Medicine in Los Angeles. It is astonishing that a career academic would be appointed as a medical school dean after literally declaring her hatred for one of our enumerated civil rights. Her book is full of references to young men of color joining gangs and getting involved in illegal drug trafficking and their choice of guns as weapons. And as far as she is concerned, the tens of millions of American gun owners who aren't violent criminals don't exist. She has zero concern or even recognition of gun ownership as a civil right, a glaring irony because she is a black American herself. Dean Prothrow Stith goes on to attack the National Rifle Association, writing, "We need to selectively choose our fights with the NRA. She apparently assumes that any reasonable person considers the NRA an enemy. But the 5 million Americans who are members find that attitude extremely insulting. And gun owners in general, who far outnumber NRA members, tend to agree with them." Prothrow Stith dishes out effusive praise in her book for a rogues gallery of academic gun prohibitionists, people who have declared their contempt for gun owners and their complete disregard of the Constitution's guarantee of the civil right of gun ownership. In her acknowledgement section, she has one of her heroes, the then-director of the Centers for Disease Control's National Center for Injury Prevention and Control, Mark Rosenberg. He propelled the CDC into a planned campaign against gun owners that eventually caused Congress to pull their funding. Then she gushes over another colleague, writing, "I am very intrigued by and I heartily support the gun control efforts of two veteran gun supporters, Garen Wintemute, M.D., and Stephen Terrett." I don't know what MPH is, who is the director of the Injury Prevention Center at Johns Hopkins University in what is now the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Garen Wintemute, MD, from DavisEnterprise.com. He's been a prolific and well-publicized researcher of firearms for well over 20 years, operating out of the Violence Prevention Research Program at the University of California, Davis. The DRGO recently covered his involvement in procuring funding for gun violence research through Senator Lois Wolk's SB 1006, which gun prohibitionists see as a remedy for a presumed lack of tax money funding for the gun control advocacy research projects. I don't know why they need funding for it, because they're making it up. There's not a lot of research that goes into it. What they may not know is Wintermute's irrational and very unscientific abhorrence of the civil right of gun ownership. As we've, you know, as has been noted before, it's hard not to conclude that Wintermute has some deep-seated personal animus against guns. Stephen Parrott, one of the gun opponents praised by Dean Withrow-Stith above, is the former trial lawyer who tutored Wintermute on how to sue gun manufacturers. He is responsible for encouraging a flurry of baseless lawsuits against gun manufacturers, not because their products were defective and had caused injury, but because criminals used them to commit crimes. Big city mayors and academic gun prohibitionists like Parrott and gun prohibition lobbying groups all colluded to bring these nuisance lawsuits in a strategy that they confessed was intended to drain the gun company's finances from the cost of defending them. The lawsuits were tossed out by courts all across the country as the frauds they were, but not before inflicting the intended financial damage on the gun companies. And then the Congress stopped the gun grabbers' abuses with the 2005 Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. This is the kind of strategic abuse of government power against gun owners that Garen Wintermute learned during his mentorship by the anti-gun rights lawyer, Stephen Parrott at Johns Hopkins. He picked up early in his career that there's nothing like the threat of government forced to back up his anti-gun rights prescriptions. It doesn't help that his claims to be just another humble scientist looking for answers when he occasionally slips and lets his true contempt for gun owners show. Here he's quoted in the April 2001 UC Davis Medical School newsletter, The Matrix. There was a huge, amply funded political organization that basically said, guns are a good thing and we don't care how many people die. Wintermute was talking about the NRA. And he has a loathing for those members that he shares with Dean Prothro-Stith. So, there's nothing that the DRGO can say about these people that will really give any serious hint about Dr. Garen Wintermute or Dean Deborah Prothro-Stith and the hatred they harbor for you, the gun owner. They're on the same gun-grabbing team on first-name terms with each other, united in their contempt for you. But, the goal here is to at least expose them for what they are, so that you know that they're out there, because knowing means that you are looking. And we did. All of these folks need to be looked at. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If you see me shooting it, I got it there. Now, hey, Ben, have you ever had a YouTube channel before?
No, I have not.
Well, let me tell you. I've been putting some video up, and I've gotten up over 300,000 views. Would you like to know how much money I've made off of that?
How much?
34 cents.
I think if you, once you get to a million views, though, I think you get $1,000 or something like that.
No, it isn't once you get to it. I think what it boils down to is that with YouTube, just like with radio, the longer you can stay out there, and if you keep putting out new content, people might, give it a look here and there. So, And I've been putting out, I published the Nugent interview, which has been a big boon to the
video. Nice.
You should go look at it.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. That's cool.
It's titled Ted Nugent NRA 2016.
Okay, sweet. I'll actually check it out right now.
Yeah, you check it out while you're watching that board. I'll handle this radio show thing.
All right, I'll leave it to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Yep.
May 22nd, the New York Times published an investigative report on mass shootings. It claimed that about three-quarters of the mass shootings involved blacks. 86% occurred in zip codes poorer than the nation as a whole. There's a different definition for mass shooting than what they're using here. The Times compiled its list of 358 shootings with four or more casualties from largely crowdsourced lists managed by the social media network Reddit and the Gun Violence Archive. So, some of their information is coming from Reddit. I go to Reddit. I like Reddit. I look for things on Reddit that are normally links. So what they're talking about is they're going somewhere and getting links from somewhere. Now, there's a reason that researchers generally rely on FBI and CDC data rather than the media reports. News stories often contain only the first breaking information about a case. The FBI and CDC follow their investigations for these cases and find out whether there was self-defense involved or accidents or were gang-related. Relatively few news stories explicitly state whether gangs are involved, and the Gun Violence Archive appears to only count instances where the news stories explicitly mention gangs. But the New York Times continues on. Where motives could be gleaned, roughly half of mass shootings involved or suggested crime or gang activity. But this means that even by their own count, the true number of these cases is above 50%. They also report that for mass shootings, nearly three-fourths of victims and suspected assailants whose race could be identified were black. Some experts suggest that helps explain why the drumbeat of dead and wounded does not inspire more outrage. An alternative explanation is that gang fights over drug turf don't draw the same attention as other types of shootings. Gang members, after all, are relatively unsympathetic individuals. If they really wanted to study this issue, the Times would have to find out the amount of media coverage given to gang shootings where the victims were black. Then they would need to do the same thing for whites, and for Hispanics, and for Asians, and for Middle Easterns. And then they could compare the two. The three, the four, the five, whatever it's going to be. To see whether the difference is related to the type of shooting, they would need to compare media coverage of gang shootings with that of non-gang shootings. But that's not what they're doing here, and there's a reason, you know. Even though it's better than news stories, the federal data are not perfect. The federal data rely on data from the individual police departments, and it is clear that they rarely go back and adjust justifiable homicide data after the conclusion of an investigation. Instead, the data are based on preliminary assessments of whether the homicide was justifiable. The definition of mass shootings used by the New York Times could be clearer. They aren't just moving it from four or more killed to four more killed or wounded. But unlike the traditional measures, they apparently include injuries or death involving the criminals who committed the crime towards whether they reach four or more killed or wounded. You could have three gang members who are wounded in an attack that they started, and one victim who was wounded, in this case, would be included in the New York Times count. They could more clearly define the term mass shooting. Mass public shootings generally have four or more fatalities, whereas mass shootings need only four or more killed or wounded. But unlike the traditional measures, the Times apparently counts the injuries or deaths of the criminals. They could count a case where the three gang members and one victim were wounded. The FBI gives very specific definitions. Mass public shootings only include shootings that occur in public places such as commercial areas, which are divided into malls, businesses open to pedestrian traffic, and businesses closed to pedestrian traffic, educational environments divided into schools pre-kindergarten through 12th grade, and IHEs, open spaces, government properties, divided into military and other government properties, houses of worship, and healthcare facilities. Most of these places would strike a potential attacker as being ripe for media attention. This is the classic definition of the mass shooter. This is the one that where we're all scratching our heads saying, why? Now, the New York Times, since they're anti-gun, they're not interested in finding out why. They're just interested in making a story, making some hay, and getting out there and pressing to take guns away. Since mass shootings are unique in the fact that they're usually intended to attract attention, it makes sense to have a separate term for shootings committed in public places. The original FBI definition looked at cases where four or more people were killed in an attack. The Obama administration recently changed this, but we're using this because it facilitates comparisons to earlier data. It also excludes shootings that were part of some other crime or that resulted from gang or drug violence. That reason is clear. They want to look at the attacks where the intent is to simply kill as many people as possible, not to commit a crime such as robbery. In 2015, there were four cases that satisfied the FBI's definition of mass public shootings, not 355. The New York Times justifies their definition of mass shootings, including non-fatal injuries, by arguing that it captures many victims who some criminologists say are too often ignored, people who might have died given a slightly different trajectory of a bullet or less sophisticated medical care. That's, I guess, okay. I don't agree with it. We already have FBI data on firearm murders and firearm aggravated assaults that account for the deaths and the injuries that they want to study. No more explanation is offered as to why relying on news stories provides a more accurate measure. There are other misleading statements as well. They claim that justifiable homicides are a relatively small subset of the shootings that kill nearly 11,000 people. But the number of firearms murders in 2014 was 8,124. Justifiable homicides account for the difference between homicides, 10,945, and murders, 8,124. A justifiable homicide is one without criminal intent to kill someone. They may indeed be in defense of oneself or someone else. There's clearly a difference between using a gun to save a life and using one to commit murder. Previously, the CPRC did an analysis of the data used by the New York Times. They looked at the data for the first 7 months of the year to give people a good idea of how few of these shootings involved either two or more killed or three or more killed and how many were gang-related. This is coming from John Lott, by the way. Which explains why it is so, so thorough. We'll be right back.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I have embarked... Well, I actually started when I got with JT, when I got with JT Albrecht, when he finally got me out there on the range. I'll be honest with you. I was sort of waiting for something to occur. After the heart attack, I tried really hard to rehab. I went to rehab every day. And I did rehab in a lot of ways, but at the same time, I would leave rehab and go out into the real world, and I wasn't able to function as well. I wasn't as flexible. I couldn't walk as far. I hurt when I walked. There was a lot of reasons for all of this. One of them was the medication I was on. Now, I had to make a calculated decision based on a few things. I had to see what it was like without the medication. It was better. I feel better. I started feeling better about the time that JT Albrecht, the Pickens County SWAT officer, offered to take me out and help me train again, help me try to get back where I was. And I've had limited success with it. And when I say limited, simply because I really haven't pushed it. And I want to push it. So, the problem has been for me, one, I got way too heavy. I mean, I was literally obese way too heavy. I've never been a dieter, but I had to quit going to the gym. I had to quit lifting because when I am lifting, I am not going to lose weight. I don't know why that is. So I had to figure something out. So I tried this diet, and I've been on this diet, and this diet has been a success. But now we come to the point again where, you know, okay, I'm losing weight. I'm getting back flexibility. And there's a reason I'm doing all this, which I'll get to very shortly. So now I've gone out and I found a bike. I found a place that rehabilitates bikes. I thought it'd be great to get a bike from a place that rehabilitates bikes while I'm trying to rehabilitate myself. I found a 20-year-old Schwinn. Guy had a 20-year-old Schwinn there. He has refurbished it. He's made it as good as that 20-year-old Schwinn can be. And I'm pedaling my brains out on that thing. And I can already see the results of this. And I have discovered something. This is really the first time, this week has really been the first time where I've had the chance to sit back and just think about it. I'm going to succeed in getting back where I was. I had to find this out because I know I'm 55. The other day I was told I qualified for the senior citizen discount. At 55 years old, I qualified for it. I know that I'm getting older, and I know that I'm never going to turn that clock back. But there's no reason for me to lay back and simply not do anything. I'm not trying to inspire anyone. I got out there and I posted a picture of me on the bike saying I've lost this much weight, which is now I'm at 40 pounds. I've got 30 to go. 35, actually, because I've got a weight that I want to get to. And then I'm going to ride this bike for the rest of my life. I'm going to ride this bike as long as my legs will make that circular motion. I'm going to ride this bike. I'm going to shoot these guns. I'm going to go out and I'm going to train with people like JT. I'm going to go out and train with people that I know. I'm going to go out and I'm going to have fun with my grandchildren. And I'm doing that because I had this remarkable chance to come back. That's what I was thinking about on Memorial Day. I was thinking about that, and I don't understand people. I mean, there were people in my rehab group that had been through Heart Life Rehab 3 times. How do you survive 3 heart attacks like that? They must be really tough. But the thing is, they never changed anything, and that was the problem that I was having. I was taking medication to correct something that the surgery corrected. Because nobody believed me when I told them that I would quit smoking. Nobody believed me when I told them that I would get active again. Nobody believed me when I told them that I would find a way to lose the weight. Because the odds are that you can't, or so they think. So, if there's any of you out there that listen to me, I'm not trying to inspire you, but I'm going to try to become the most tactical I can be, the most able to move around on a range that I can move, the best shot I can become, and the most able to move around that I can, just to see how far I can take it. Because I won't come this way again, as neither will you. And while I'm here, I'm going to enjoy it. A long time ago, it was all about material possessions. Now I'm looking for experiences. I want experiences. Because I suspect I get to take those with me when I'm done here. I can't take any of the material stuff, all the cool guns and all the other stuff. That will move on to somebody else that will use it, maybe better than I do. Don't allow yourselves, if you can do it. I mean, there's nothing. The only thing keeping you, if you've had this kind of thing happen to you, the only thing keeping you from getting away from that bad spot and getting back in the best spot that you can get yourself in is you. And don't listen to anything that anybody, if anybody tells you that you can't do it, don't listen to them. Because as long as you're on this side of the grass, you can keep trying. And that's what I'm doing now. That is exactly what I'm doing now. I have, and I got to tell you, I haven't felt this good in years. I haven't felt this good in years. I don't know how I managed to get into radio. If I had felt like I feel now when I got into radio 6 years ago, I don't know where I'd be today. Apparently, I've just been, you know, from 2010 forward, I just became this silent ticking time bomb. And then in January 2015, it detonated. And I'm lucky. But I'm here. And for those of you that are out there that have maybe had sort of the same thing happen, you're here. So I'm not doing anything that nobody else can't muster some way, somehow. There was one guy in the ward that I was sitting in before I got out of the hospital. This guy was on crutches. No, he was on canes. He was balancing on dual canes. That dude was moving around. He had the same stuff. He had tubes in his chest and everything just like I did. And when I saw him go by my door, I got up out of the bed and I started following him, rolling my IV stand. Because the saddest part about my hospital stay was in that last ward I was in, there were a lot of people that came there to be at the hospital to keep from being alone. The only comfort they knew was the hospital, which was the biggest crime against humanity I've ever seen. One of them, anyway. And to me, my job was to break out of there. And I'm still doing it. So you're about to see a flurry of activity. It's going to include a lot of shooting and a lot of training and everything else, and I'll be sharing that with you. And, of course, do with it what you will. Take what you want from it. I'll try to bring the coolest stuff I possibly can. Daily. We're going to do this again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating a fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.